With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Both Democratic Governor Steve Bullock and his Republican challenger, Greg Gianforte, now have competition and a lot more political money at their disposal for their June 7th primary races. Hamilton's Terry Nelson has no illusions about his chance of defeating Greg Gianforte in the Republican gubernatorial primary.
I understand that our campaign is truly a long shot.
But Nelson, Ravalli County's Planning Department Administrator, says anything's possible in this unorthodox election year. He doesn't think the Gianforte campaign is adequately highlighting issues of importance to Western Montanans, such as forestry management. Miles City Democrat Bill McChesney, meanwhile, filed papers late last week to challenge incumbent Governor Steve Bullock for his party's nomination. The former state legislator says he wants meaningful campaign finance reform to be his campaign's central theme.
It's unfortunate that in this day and age, it seems to be the guy with the most money that wins.
McChesney and Nelson's last-minute entries into Montana's gubernatorial races amounts to a financial windfall for both Bullock and Gianforte. University of Montana political science professor Rob Saldin explains.
Montana law permits candidates for governor to raise money separately for the primary and the general election. But the catch is that if they run unopposed in the primary, they're required to give back the money that they raised for the primary.
Since Bullock and Gianforte suddenly have primary challengers, they can both now spend up to hundreds of thousands of dollars apiece they'd otherwise have to give up. Specific totals aren't yet known, but in Bullock's case, that could be up to $666,000. Up to $220,000 is now freed up for Greg Gianforte. Rob Saldin.
So what tends to happen is that a loyal party member will file paperwork to ostensibly challenge their own party's presumptive nominee. That challenger then essentially does nothing, but the technical fact of their candidacy frees up the real candidate to raise and spend money in the primary, and that would appear to be what's going on here.
Democrat Bill McChesney donated $50 to Governor Bullock's reelection campaign this year and $150 in 2012. He says he does not plan to tour the state in support of his own candidacy. Terry Nelson, Ravalli County's Republican Central Committee chair, says he's a legitimate candidate and not just trying to free up money for Gianforte's campaign. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.